ever heard a song that you think is really shit? A song that makes you wonder how did that become a hit? Sometimes you need to hear a discussion about that in regular podcast format. Well, there's a lot of bad songs that we're gonna attack. 1001 steamy piles of crap. I'm telling you the truth, you know that we don't lie. Here's 1001 songs that make you wanna die. Oh,
and now here's your hosts, Zav, Bebo, Dan, and Gypsy.
This is 1001 songs that make you wanna die, the podcast where we discuss how fucking annoying landline telephones were.
And the internet.
And yeah, the internet now is also just as shit if you live in Australia. But we are doing Shaniqua by Little T and One Track Mike. Now, we have Flavio from the King of Shred Castle, a disturbing and hilarious meme page on the internet. Thanks for joining us, dude.
Thank you.
Tell us about your meme page, Flavio.
Well, it just started as a reason for me to not annoy my real friends.
I'll annoy the fake ones.
So, yeah, basically, I post a lot of original things. I post really bad memes on purpose just to fuck with people.
It's a
social experiment.
Yeah, it really is.
It's funny because a lot of the guys we've spoken to that do run meme pages don't really do original content. So good on you.
Oh, I steal a lot of ones too, but I do a lot of original ones.
Yeah.
Where would you
weird and funny
where would you find your sources there?
I can't tell you the source of my meme stash.
He'd have to
fair
kill
enough,
you.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, like I really would.
It's like that whole thing where if you want a really good haircut, you go to the guy. You don't go to the guy that wins all the awards for getting haircuts. You go to the guy that gives him the haircuts because
exactly
he'd be the best.
God damn it. You've just that's quite the paradox you've just opened up there, Bevo.
That's it, yeah. Just follow it's like, up
when
back
does
to
it
the
end?
Source.
What about the person that gives that guy the haircut?
Oh, yeah. He'd be good. He'd be pretty good.
Oh, god damn it, I haven't thought of that. All right. Now, I'd never heard this song before. Bevo, you'd never heard it before?
No, it's like of its time, I probably would have loved it. But as of right now, no.
Yeah.
She and no good.
was this a hit? Over in the States, Flavio?
I just remember seeing it on MTV a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just surprised. I'm like, well, what is this? You know, like MTV was just kind of the only source for a lot of music back in the day when I was younger. And, you know, I just remember seeing this and I was like, who approved this?
Yeah.
That was basically like, I think that's kind of the vibe. It's just who approved this?
That is the whole vibe of this entire thing. Like
this entire podcast, really.
Yeah. Well, the scene is like we're brand new to it. I did have the same thought. Like, fuck, someone in an office had to give this a green light, like to hand over money and be like, yes, let them make it.
Yeah. My thought listening to this was, man, songs can really be about anything, can't they?
Yeah. It's a lesson in songwriting. All right, well, let's get into the lyrics here and really try and figure out what it's about. It starts with a question. It says, hello? Nana, she don't live here, man. I thought I told you. I think you need to step off, all right?
Yeah, the classic spoken word intro to the rap song.
That's what you need. Yeah. Spoken word intro for the spoken word song. It's very confrontational start to a telephone call, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty safe to assume at this point he's been fielding these Shaniqua calls for a very long time.
I guess so. Or he's just like the angriest man alive any time his phone rings.
Well, if we look at the video, he's got a very busy life, so.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get there.
He's doing karate in the morning.
Yeah. he's all worn out from the karate, so he's lost all his patience.
But also, he manages to stop the karate lesson to pick up the phone instead of just letting it go to the answering machine.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have an answering machine.
There's a solution.
There you go. Okay, well, we can stop the episode now because we've just figured it out.
Roll credits.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening. All right, let's go to the first verse. Even though Genius Lyrics don't actually break this down into anything, like, according to them, it's one long spiel.
Yeah, it's a wall of...
There's no verses or chorus or anything. It's
words.
Just bombardment of bullshit. Here we go. It says, moved into my apartment at the UNI-versity. The only one who lives here is me. So why the phone ring all day long? I got no friends except Mike, and he's gone for the summer. And I just want some peace and quiet. Come to my room, and it's a telephone riot. Ring-a-ling-a-ling every time I take a step. Can't sleep, can't eat, can't breathe, can't get any of my work done because people keep calling with the same damn question. Hello? Is Shaniqua there? Nah, Shaniqua moved out last year. I think you have the wrong number. This is Little T. You mean Shaniqua's brother? Man, can't you just leave me alone? This ain't Shaniqua's house. This ain't her phone. And don't call back again, because if you do, you know the answer, man.
It sounds like you're reading a children's book.
Can you imagine the illustrations for it? Like, it's all watercolors.
I'm enjoying this third line. Why phone ring all day long? Caveman.
It's either caveman or...
Why is phone ring all day long? Yeah,
he's transitioned to Korean or something for that. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I guess we can assume that this Shaniqua is a very busy person because a lot of people are calling to catch her.
Well, have you seen what she does?
What does she do?
According to the video, she fixes pimples and stuff.
She sells. I think she sells flavored toothpicks. That's what I got from
that. That's another thing she does.
Well, no wonder she's so busy.
I'm like, why? I never caught that when I was younger. I just watched it again, you know, for this podcast.
Yeah.
And I never really thought it went that deep, you know. It's like it's a whole thing.
Someone's written a full, like, backstory to Shaniqua.
Yeah.
It's like, I need an essay on Shaniqua.
We'll talk about the video later on. But
yeah.
Surely Little T, I've got a few things to talk about here. Surely Little T, there's a couple of solutions to this. If it's like, if you can't even breathe because the phone's ringing that much, first of all, this is on Shaniqua for not fucking like severing any ties to her old landline.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
She's on the land. It's like she's left busy, quick. Yeah.
If you're that popular, surely you would have told all your clients that you've moved.
It's starting to sound to me like she may be selling other things, like crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she got out of there in a hurry. I think they got the lowdown on her location and she fucking got out.
Also, you know, what is One Track Mike doing? He's gone for the summer. Yeah. What does he do on this song?
Well, they fucked him off real quick in this song, didn't they?
Maybe he's the DJ.
Yeah, I guess so. But couldn't they have at least said, like, me and Mike moved in together? Like, give Mike something. He's in the band.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think by ring-a-ling-a-ling every time I take a step? It's like the crazy frog.
It's just, you know, just some really like beautiful imagery. You know, every time he walks, you know, he's just
bells
hearing
on
that
his
phone
shoes
ringing. He can't get away from it. Yeah,
he wears elf shoes with those bells tucked up on the end. It's like, take your elf shoes off.
Fuck! Every time I take a step, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Take your shoes off. Stupid shoes. I knew I shouldn't have bought them. Yeah, so Shaniqua moved out. She moved out last year, and they're still calling. Like,
This surely there's a taper off.
Yeah, I know. Like, how many times are you going to keep ringing? Because they say, like, don't ring back again. How many times does the same person ring?
Yeah. Yeah, all you need is one, like, no, she's not here anymore then. Okay, I won't call back.
Cool, I'll cross that out of my... I'll pull that sleeve out of my Rolodex.
Do you reckon Shanique was sitting in her new house and going, like, fuck, why is no one calling?
Yeah, I used to be so busy when I lived.
Business was booming. Thirsty.
You think he'd change his number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other solution.
He could just take his phone off the hook.
And
another
then he might
very
miss calls
simple
from,
solution. It's like when I used to work at Woolworths as a 15-year-old, and I would rush home from Woolworths. School to take the phone off the hook so I couldn't get called into work. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was good, hey. But then as soon as you heard the garage door go up because mum was home, you ran and chucked it back on. Yeah. Yeah. Good little scam we had running to not make any money. The chorus. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Is Shaniqua there? Hell no. Do we really need the last line?
Yeah, that's the bit that everyone shouts.
Yeah, but he's just told you three times.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
It emphasizes.
I guess so. You do need clarification. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you might have been confused by those first three. It's like, she does live there? No.
I'm sorry, she doesn't live here anymore. But is she there?
I think she lives there.
I think you can really feel his passion when he says hell no. You know, he's really like sick of it at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're getting
like
into English. English interpretation language skills.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shaniqua is a metaphor for all of us.
Yeah. So deep. The next bit, because it says, I wonder who Shaniqua is, what she does, and where she lives. Is she a pothead with too many zits? A movie star with inflatable tits? Does she take the train or drive in a car? Work in the office or down at the bar?
I'll take it from here. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. That would be better than what's coming up next. How the hell should I know? She could be albino for all I care. Hello? Is Shaniqua there? Yes, she is, but she can't talk now. But she's busy milking our purple cow and talking to the Easter Bunny. Man, you think you're funny? Shut up, Beavis. I told you 6 times before, Shaniqua don't live here no more. Oh, that was a confusing verse.
When I heard that line, shut up, Beavis, I told you 6 times before, I was like, okay, this dates this strictly in the sort of mid to early 90s. No,
yeah.
2001.
No, yeah, no. Hey, everything about this, when Flavio said this to me and I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. I chucked the video on and I went, oh, classic early 90s hip hop. You know, it's like Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, One Track Mike, all the classics.
Yeah, even the names.
Yeah, and then it was like, is that a typo? It's in the 2000s? Like, what are they? They're talking about Beavis and Butthead.
No one was talking about Beavis and Butthead in 2001.
When did Beavis and Butthead Do America come out? Like
96.
That was probably what peak? Was that peak Beavis and Butthead, do you think?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I remember going to the movies and seeing that. And people knew about Beavis and Butthead then. If I went down to a high school now and asked them, I reckon maybe a 5% success rate on who the hell knows who Beavis and Butthead are.
I think you can get Beavis and Butthead like t-shirts from like Cotton On.
Yeah, you can get Rolling Stones t-shirts as well. Doesn't mean they know who they are.
It's true.
Well, it's your job to go down there and show them who they are.
Yeah.
just that weird guy that just shows that weird cartoon on his iPad when he leaves school.
Beefhead. Buttman.
Bunghole. I do like the line, is she a pothead with too many zits or a movie star with inflatable tits?
It'd be really handy for roles, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
We need like 100%. A C, medium yeah. C for these ones, okay?
Yeah. So here's my portfolio of work I've done, and I'll just let you know as well, these are inflatable. I can deflate and inflate, just depending on what role you want. Baywatch?
Do you have a pump with it that comes with it?
It's like a pipe pump, but one of those ones where you got to put it down on the ground and stand on it.
A plunger.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to help you.
Yeah. Go over to the producer. Just, can you put your foot on this? Yeah. Trust me, it'll be impressive. He also, it's good to know that he's not, he doesn't have hard feelings against the albino folk out there.
Mm.
He cares a lot about the fact that he doesn't even care if she is an albino, like Powder. Remember Powder, the movie, Bevo?
No, you've spoken about it, but no.
I bring it up like every third or fourth episode. I Powder. Even sent you a link to it to watch it.
You think I got time for that? I watched Schindler's List the other day in like across three days because it's too long.
That's how I consume basically everything. I've realized that 9 minutes is how much time I've got to do anything in one run.
That's so, fair.
Yeah. If it's over 9 minutes, I can't guarantee I'm going to finish it.
Yeah. And it's a big ask to ask anyone to watch anything longer than 9 minutes too.
Oh, I'm talking about like if it's a Netflix show that's like an hour episode, it's like, yeah. I'll give you 9 minutes. Like that episode's going to take me like one school term to get through.
24 business day.
All right. So he gets a bit sarcastic there at the end because he all of a sudden he's gaslighting the phone callers by telling them that Shaniqua does live there, but she's milking cows and talking to bunnies.
He's at that stage where he's fucking with them back because he's just so sick of it.
Dubby Energy has declared war on Big Energy, who probably support ISIS. If you want an energy drink with no maltodextrin, no artificial colours, and no kickbacks that fund insurrections in the Middle East, then look no further. So head on over to dubby.gg and use the promo code 1001songs, that's the number 1001, for 10% off price of purchase. And remember, kids, if it's not Dubby, it's ISIS.
Yeah, little tease, just a real fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
He bangs on about Shaniqua not living here anymore. He gets here, he says, check my machine on Friday. Oh, he does have a machine.
Okay, all right.
All right, good to know. Okay, he says, check my machine on Friday. There were 22 messages. Man, I can't win at this. One said, this here's for the kid living with Shaniqua. You want that trick? You can keep her. Will this ever cease so I can get some sleep? Shaniqua moved out. Leave your message at the beep. Yo, Shaniqua, I love you. Call me. Oh, okay. It's taken a twist there, hasn't it?
You'd think at this point of the song there'd be like a little, like a wrap up or like he's solved his problem or something.
No.
I think he wants to be in... Like
this
you know.
Is like it's a Stockholm syndrome sort of situation where now he's just loving this. It's the attention, he's just craving it.
Yeah.
He loves listening to 22 messages about is Shaniqua there.
The I Love You Call Me, if you watch the video, it's actually the guitar player in his band that's saying that. So there's actually a
is
even
that
deeper
one track
twist.
Mike?
Maybe it is. Maybe that's why One Track Mike is gone. Maybe One Track Mike is Shaniqua. And this is some. This is on some David Lynch shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Fight Club. Yeah.
That's why he's seen all the.
He is Shaniqua.
Maybe he really is seen Purple Cows and Easter Bunnies, and it's just like some crazy, like, fucking metaphor. This is like
Mulholland Drive.
This is like a surrealistic, like, you know, work of art.
Yeah.
And we're just the idiots that just don't get it.
We don't get it. It's like, you're not going deep enough here.
Never
skimming the surface of this song.
Should have spent more time in art school.
Yeah. I should have
done my thing.
Yeah. But again, he set up his machine and all it says is she moved out, but leave a message.
Yeah, that would be your message, wouldn't it? Hey, if you're trying to look for Shaniqua, she doesn't live here anymore, so don't leave a message.
Yeah, don't
unless
leave
you
a
need
message.
Me, I'm Little T. Leave a message. Yeah.
Mike's gone for the summer, but he'll be back come spring. And, that's it. We've got Shaniqua don't live here no more over and over and over again. That's it.
Did you hear about, there was recently on the news, there was something where some rich dickhead tried to get a kids park pulled down across his house because it was too much noise. So now all the neighbors and everyone that drives past make a point to honk their horn when they drive past his house.
No, I didn't see that. Long. Where did that happen?
Somewhere in America. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, but, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
probably what's
happening
here.
That was me. That was me. And all you dickheads honking your horn outside my house can go fuck yourselves.
You deserve it.
I'll burn that park to the ground. Yeah. I'll make sure all your kids are there first.
Children need to be working, not having fun. That's how I feel.
Put those little hands to use, I say. Think of the things that need to be stitched that can't be done by the adult hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is hard. This podcast is sponsored by Ghetto Bird Studio. Do you write music? Do you want people to hear it? Do you want your music to sound less shit than it does right now? If you answered yes to these questions, then you should record your music at Ghetto Bird Studio. We record all types of music. Rap, rock, hip-hop, jazz fusion, metal, electro, even country. We can't promise that your music won't be shit, but we can promise to make it sound less shit. Here's a before and after.
Rub my body and spank my ass.
Rub my body and spank my ass.
Contact us now at ghettobirdstudio.com.au.
Tell these haters.
Non-stop music.
It was released in July 2001, which I've already discussed is fucking bonkers. But that is when this song came out. Like, that. Out of everything I'm about to tell you about this song, that's the most surprising thing. But it's not from 1991. It's written by Little T, who was born Timothy Sullivan, you know, the baddest of rap names. One Track Mike, it was Michael Flannery. Do you reckon this song would have got green lit if they went, this is by Tim and Mike? old Sully,
Some, I don't
Sully
know
and
if it...
Flan.
It's one of those cosmic coincidences that it got greenlit at all, so who knows?
It's like all the stars had to align. It opened up some cosmic bridge where someone went, this is going to be a hit.
Yeah, or somebody gave somebody a blowjob.
Yeah.
Well, that probably happened anyway.
Maybe that's why Mike was gone for the summer. Just like the record executive had him as his sex slave for an entire summer in the Caribbean. What do we got here? Oh, the other members of the group. So there was a full live band for this as well. You've got the keyboardist. This is great. His name is Dan Shankbone Mystic Sax.
Hell yeah. That's fucking sick.
How's that? Shankbone Mystic. If that doesn't inspire a meme, Fabio, I don't know what. I don't know what will.
Mystic. That's inspiring a revolution in my brain.
That's what Afghanistan needs right now. Some Shankbone Mystic.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like Van Morrison's new album.
Shankbone Mystic. His new album.
Yeah. His new album.
Can't wait.
His new best of. Do you reckon you'd be out, like, how do you think a meme, like, based around this song would go down on the internet, Fabio?
I feel like the song already kind of is a meme, and I feel like not enough people know about it for it to really hit hard, you know?
But would it be, that would make it obscure enough.
It would make it an obscure meme, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to know sort of what the time frame is. Remember that song United States of Whatever with Liam Lynch?
Yes.
Of course.
I do.
This is about the same year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's around that same time.
Is it?
I wonder if that opened the door for this or this opened the door for that or, you know.
I think they worked off each other.
Yeah. What a weird time, hey. It seems like they should. They were like a comedy duo that first that then got given permission to do a song. You think like there must be some sort of background here, like that it's from something else. Like they're radio DJs that, for, you know, like the What Does the Fox Say?
Well, how's this? I typed in Little T and One Track Mike into Google to see if I could find some information, and they have a page on the Less Than Jake wiki.
I find heaps of stuff on that.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where you can go for some obscure fucking information. How weird is that, though?
Where do they fit in the Less Than Jake verse?
Yeah, they're in the Less Than Jake verse. That's right. In late August of 2001, they released their debut album, which was called Foam Is Dape.
Is what?
What does that mean?
Dape. So,
what's dape?
I don't know.
Not like, much, man. So, what about you?
So it's like they've switched the O and the A from. So it should be fame is dope.
Yeah, right.
But it's foam is dape.
If you have
again,
to explain it,
too confusing.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't change the second letter in a word. It's the first letter if you want to do that. You know, like knuck and futs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't appreciate that.
Now, we've spoken about this before. You might remember, Bevo. I can't remember exactly who it was, but September 11 got in the way of this.
This song?
Yeah, this album release. Those
curse
pesky
them.
Pesky
curse
planes.
Them.
Yeah.
That's the real reason.
Yeah. They had their record release party for the album. It was meant to be on September 11. 2001.
Fuck, so many things were due to happen that day that just it's all
watch
tied
out, Bevo's about to go down the conspiracy hole. It's like, all based around Little T and One Track Mike.
Yeah, local KFC in my hometown burnt down.
Oh shit!
Same day.
The Taliban just did not want this album out, and we'll do anything to stop it.
Yep.
There's gonna be a depiction of Muhammad in the video.
It could have been. They got word of it.
Director's cut version.
But how's this? So the album, the release got cancelled, like completely, like, and it is unknown how or if the album made any charts at all.
Oh,
yeah.
There's not much known about it, is there?
No. They had a follow up single called Wings, which flopped.
Yep.
And after they toured for 2 years with Blink-182, Outkast, and Green Day, and still couldn't get it up off the ground. So they disbanded in 2002.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They formed in 2000. They were broken up by 2002. They're like the Sex Pistols of early 2000s hip-hop.
Novelty rap.
That's what everyone calls them, isn't it? You got Little T, One Track Mike, the Sex Pistols of novelty rap.
I feel like this just reminds me of all those like Dude, Where's My Car type movies.
Yes.
Just like very bro-y and like dumb and just like You know,
well, I did see that they got on one of the Scooby Doo soundtracks actually.
Ah, well, there like, you go. I wonder how what that Scooby Doo money's like.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We will. So these days, old Timmy Sullivan, Little T, he's still performing, but he performs under the stage name Time Fight.
Is it Time Fight or is it Tim Fight?
Time Fight sounds like a Super Nintendo game.
It does, doesn't it? But like a, or maybe like Game Boy Advanced, like real specific. It only came out on that platform. Yeah.
So
Time
so
Fight.
What are you guys doing? We're having a time fight. What does that mean? Or we just wait till one of the other one dies and then you win the time fight.
Yeah, we're going to put time fighting in the Olympics.
It's just a waiting game.
Yeah. It'll actually go over about 30 different Olympics, the same game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Flannery, he also continues to produce music in his project studio in Manhattan. He also works on children's jingles under the name Jumping Giant. Yeah, it makes sense, really. Like, where else are you going to go if you want to stay in the music industry and this is your launching pad?
I mean, like we said earlier, it sounds like we were reading his children's book, so maybe he found,
yeah,
you know, where his flow belongs.
Just yeah.
Stick with what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's now whole. Production-wise, the only thing I wrote down was it's like One Track Mike, who I assume is a DJ. He just went to like LimeWire and typed in generic 80s hip-hop samples and then hit download and then just dropped them into Pro Tools and also had his computer ridden with viruses.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Kazaa.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Fuck! I completely forgot.
It was
Kazaa
first, and then
that.
It was LimeWire was like the next one. There was WinMX as well. You remember that one?
Yes, yeah. I do. Kazaa, I remember getting the first ever Head PE album.
Across 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It took, I think it was like, 5 days.
Yeah, I definitely had songs where the last maybe minute was cut off because I didn't download the whole thing because I couldn't. Yeah. So all I knew of the song was like right up like 2 minutes and 35 seconds or something like that.
I had a funeral for a friend song that in the download had glitched out in one of the bits, but had done it in a way that was sort of musical. So it was a bit where it went like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom, and then went into another bit. And then like for years, that was the only thing I had to listen to until Spotify came along and remember putting the album on and going like, oh, that's not my favorite bit in it.
Well, we did Are You Gonna Be My Girl recently as an episode, and the version of that I downloaded off must have been LimeWire or something, was at half speed. So actually, no, I stand corrected. It was full speed whenever I played it on the computer, but if I ever burnt it to a CD, it only ever went half speed.
Can you imagine what kind of worm virus was embedded
causing that?
Yeah. Like whoever downloaded this song deserves to have their computer fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, sketch comedy fans, if you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests, you're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
Yeah, we should collaborate on some sort of internet virus, computer virus that just brings down the whole world, but based it around this song. So anyone that downloads Shaniqua by Little Team One Track Mike just
your own fault
unleashes a plague upon the earth.
Yeah. I'm down for chaos, man.
All right, good. I'm glad you're in. Let's do it. All right, Bevo, tell me about the video.
All right, I'm going to hit it myself then. Just one sec.
You're going to slap your dick on the mic.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm not that kind of guy.
You too, man.
Yeah. Hey, let's all do it at the same time.
All right.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'll count down.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Give me the 3, 2, 1.
Here's the video facts from A to Z, and they're coming at you straight from Ryan B. It's a terrible song, and I know you were great.
Music video summary.
With Bevo. Oh.
All right, oh, you did it.
You got a very clicky dick.
That's my nickname in school.
Clicky dick.
Clicky dick.
I was looking for something heavy, and I wanted to just like drop it on my computer, but I didn't think that was a good idea.
I'm going to fully commit. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Everyone is calling Mr. T looking for Shaniqua. This seems like a major inconvenience for T, but the real victim here is the poor kid at the start who finally decided to do something about his awful skin and teeth condition and was met with the sound of a guy getting his shit kicked in at karate class.
Yeah, that guy did need help.
Yeah, and he looked like he was heaps nervous to be doing it too.
You're sweating profusely.
You ever made a phone call where you're like, okay, I'm going to do it this time?
Yeah.
Like you get the cojones up to call someone. Yeah. And he's and in the middle of a karate like, kick.
Strangled on the other side.
But also, like, the guy's yelling at him and he's like, hang on, just got to pick up the phone. It might be for me.
I can't let this go to the message. My message machine is all full.
It might be the record company looking for a second song.
It's really considerate of him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's an intense karate instructor as well. Like, yeah, he's a bit frightening. YouTube comments for this. I've got two. The first one is your mum from 1 year ago that says, I seriously thought I just imagined this song ever existed for years. She was convinced that this was just a figment of her imagination.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. And then I've got Fatty Kardashian from 2 years ago.
The other one.
And it says, I just showed my girlfriend this song she never heard before. Contemplating on leaving her. Right.
She should be contemplating on leaving you. If you're
it's like, mate, I think the decision's been made. Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's already gone. Like, there's if you showed so that many... to your girlfriend to be like, oh, have you heard this song? It's really
good. This is our wedding song.
There's so many comments about how, like, they feel like they're the only one who knew this song.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they've found their community.
Yeah.
See?
You're never alone.
Mike.
You're never alone on the internet.
Bringing people together. Well, let's do a little bit of legacy here and wrap this piece of shit up. So it's got a long, prestigious legacy. It made the top 10 of MTV's Total Request Live.
That's Hall of Fame shit, isn't it?
That's Carson Daly had to... at one point introduced that song.
Yeah. Like over and over again.
All right, everybody.
It's time again.
It's my favorite song. My favorite song of the year.
You can just see like the like any life leaving his eyes as he goes, just reading that teleprompter. It's like, I'm not even here anymore. They have no net worths.
Ah, okay, of course they don't.
No net worths. Yeah, we normally try and guess their net worths. They're not worth anything.
Sounds a big old mystery, isn't it?
They are. Yep, 100%. So Time Fight, he's obviously playing the long game. There, he's
winning the Time Fight.
He's winning. He's winning at Time Fight, but not at life. Okay, let's rate this shit.
Motherfuckers, this is it. Now it's time to rate this shit.
What are we going to rate it out of here?
Unanswered phone messages.
Okay, all right. How many unanswered phone messages out of 10? Been so many that the little tape that was in your answering machine has spontaneously combusted.
It's full and you're never going to get a call from Warner Brothers Music hoping to renew your album contract. Yeah. Put out a second song.
Yeah. Your house burns down, you die. That's 10. So 10 is the worst you can give it. You hate it so much you would gladly burn in an inferno. Then listen to this again. A 1 okay. is that you love it and you can't get enough of it. You actually keep ringing MTV and requesting it on Total Request Live.
They're like, we don't have Shaniqua no more.
We don't do music anymore, actually.
Carson, get Shaniqua on there.
Yeah. You're just on Twitter, just like every day, just like tweeting him. It's like, can you play Shaniqua, please, Carson?
I don't think you gave it enough credit back in the day, and I think that you need to bring it back.
Yeah. Right,
it wasn't the right time. Carson. It wasn't the right time.
Okay, so what do you give this out of 10, Bevo?
This song flew into my life this morning and will probably fly out this afternoon. I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
He loves it.
I neither love nor hate it.
That's almost as bad as giving Crazy Frog a 4, I think. Fuck me. All right. Fabio, what do you give it, mate?
Well, I'd have to say that I'm going to give it a 7 because it is a horrible song and I hated it when I was a kid, but I do like making fun of it, so I have to give it some credit.
Yeah, because it brings a little bit of joy to your life.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to give it a 9. It's almost there. It almost makes me want to die. This would be like the inferno is burning around me and I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to lay here and burn to death.
Put this
and then at
on.
The last minute being like, ah, I would like to see the Daily News tomorrow and then jump out the window.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least you get a little credit.
Yeah. So I'm burnt. I'm burnt up real bad though. Real bad. Yeah. A 9. I think it's really shit. Really shit. Yeah.
I'm glad I could introduce it to both of you.
Well, yeah, I will be showing it to people.
I'm glad
it's the kind of song where if I had heard it at the time, I was the kind of little shit that would have enjoyed it just to annoy everyone else.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm older and wiser now.
When Australia comes out of its Soviet Union style lockdowns, and we can like see people in real life again. Dinner party I have, like a real fancy one, this is gonna be the first song that comes on in the background as we sit down.
Get the string quartet version.
Make sure you invite me.
Yeah, I'll get virtual. Who's that guy on the screen over in the corner?
Some guy who owns a meme page.
He's the king of Shredcastle.
Yeah, come on.
Tell everyone where they should follow you and what they should do with their lives, Fabio.
You should follow me at the king of Shredcastle. And you should do whatever the fuck you want to do with your life, because I'm not you. And I'm not your fucking daddy, so, you know, fuck you.
It's good advice.
Yes, exactly. And fuck you, everyone.
Yep.
Go and fuck yourself. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan here from 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. I'm here today to let you know that our podcast is now available on Patreon. That's right, for as little as $2 a month, you can now support this podcast rather than listen to it for free, effectively stealing the food out of the mouths of our starving children. There's one of them now. So why not join us on Patreon? You get bonus stuff each month, and you can even be a guest on the podcast if you want. Now, doesn't that sound better than making our poor children starve? Oh, kids are great, aren't they? Anyway, on with today's episode.